Hi, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine, and we're the Ingrams, founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
Our mission is to encourage people to get out with God in order to begin to heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
We invite you to subscribe to the podcast, share it with others, and help us spread the word of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 32 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten Reflection. Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to look in the show notes and download the two documents that are there if you haven't already done so. The first one is the Lenten calendar. It's 40 days of all the scriptures that we have talked about or will be talking about, and there's links out to the Bible app. The second is our study guide that does a deeper dive on the topics that we talk about each day, and that gets updated on a daily basis. So revisit that link on occasion.
Often. There you go.
Yeah.
By the end of this thing, they'll have all...
Oh my goodness, that's such a good swag. Like, good takeaway.
Swag.
No, Jesus swag.
Yeah, there you go.
I know. Just so they can take it away and review it later as they, maybe they want to listen to us again. I don't know, maybe so.
We hope so.
I know, right?
We hope that we're building a friendship and a place in their podcast library.
Yeah, and we're just waiting for the Holy Spirit to let us know where to go next after this 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've got some good ideas that we're brewing.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
I know. Slow my roll.
Slow your roll. Yes.
I want to do it all. I want to talk about Jesus and everything about Jesus. It's super exciting.
Yeah.
The more you learn, the more you just want to
learn
chat
more
about Jesus.
And you want to learn more.
Yeah, I do. I'm so excited. So, with that, sweetheart, do you want to go ahead and read our scripture for us?
I get to.
I would love for you to do that.
I would love to.
Awesome.
Well, today's scripture we're going to take from the Old Testament. It's coming from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. And this we'll be reading from the New King James Version today. And it says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels.
I love this. It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately went to our wedding.
Yes.
And so you'll see that in the study guide. You'll see that photo. Because it was such an important day.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted everything just right. And of course, when God was present, everything was just right.
Sure.
But we still wanted those details right.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to look our best, you know, for each other, for our guests. We wanted to have everything perfect so that everyone was comfortable and just knew that they were loved.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I read the scripture, I immediately went to that.
Brought up that image.
That moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. One of the things that stands out to me is the comparison that he makes.
Mm.
You know, Isaiah is talking, well, God through Isaiah is comparing all of those feelings and all of those desires that we had for our wedding day with the feelings and the desires that he has for us.
Mm. So good.
Yeah. He wants to give us his very best.
He's so excited.
And he's very excited and he's so thrilled to be able to do that we would receive those things from him. It's an amazing expanded picture of who he is and how much he loves us. That in the same way that we wanted everything to be perfect on our special day, he wants everything to be perfect for us as we are united with him.
And so much he paid that perfect, I mean that ultimate price.
Oh, talk about a dowry.
Right?
How could you ever match? You couldn't.
You couldn't. Match. And that union becoming one. I mean, I think, I just keep thinking back at that. At that moment, when your dad stood up there and pronounced his husband and wife, we mm-hmm. became one. We were one and joined, and so much of our life has changed because we're one. Like we go to each other in those troubles, in those times where we need support. We go to those when we're making those decisions. We communicate so much. And I think that relationship with Christ is the same way as well. So you just become, you know, once we believed, once he gave his life at the cross and we were saved, we just became one.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be going to him.
And having that same kind of desire to be with him hang out with him that we have to be with and hang out with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and talk about the deep things and have those real deep rambling conversations that we have about everything.
As we are. We don't have to be all anything that we're not. Like,
no.
We can, you know, have messy hair in the morning and and have the fog face where we're like, what is happening? I don't have any coffee.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one.
And God is just, you know, Jesus is just saying, just come sit out here with me and defog and, you know.
Come have your coffee with me.
Comb your hair.
Let's have some chit-chat time while you're defogging with your coffee.
Yeah. So it's very much the same. But what is really cool, again, going back to Isaiah, he's prophesizing this. It's like, this is not, Jesus is not even there for 400 more years.
700.
Or, I mean, 700. Why do you say 400? 700 more years.
Yep.
So he's envisioned all this down to those details.
Mm-hmm. And you remember that line where Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and he says, you search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life. But it is those scriptures that testify of me.
Yeah. So good.
What were the scriptures that they were searching? They didn't have the New Testament. They were searching the Old Testament.
Yeah.
So Jesus is telling them, yes, everything in there is testifying of me in advance.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Old Testament, New Testament, Jesus is on every single page.
Yeah. And I love the two lines I love the most are, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation.
He has, sozo.
Right. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, right standing with God.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so blessed to be able to say those two lines. Now, the folks that do not yet believe, mm-hmm. I'm hoping they do, because then they can say that as well. But we are blessed because we do believe. And we believe, and nothing more, like period, mic drop. We don't have to do anything more but believe.
Nope.
Believe and surrender to that. Not trying to do things ourselves, not trying to fix it ourselves, not trying to make a way ourselves. We've been given that way. God gave us that way, Jesus Christ.
Yep. Not trying to earn anything because you can't.
Right.
It's like that. Well, we heard that analogy today on that. What we were listening to, the lady that we were listening to was giving an analogy of we've got to get over this perception and this desire. And it's very naturally ingrained in us as we're growing up, especially in Western societies, is that you only get what you've earned.
Mm, yeah. Well, that was Lisa Harper talking about
the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. She was talking about the parables.
Right.
And so
right.
She was talking about the parables of the workers in the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what? So we don't need to go down that because that's probably going to be a future podcast. But I loved that analogy. She talked about.
Because it doesn't matter if you're a long jumper, professionally trained, and Olympic level long jumper
right.
who can jump 20 feet. Or if you're a couch potato that can maybe jump 2 or 3 feet.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if the standard is you have to jump the Grand Canyon.
You're not going to do it.
every single one of us is in for a very long fall to the bottom yes. and a hard stop.
Thank God for Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So there's nothing. The best one of us and the worst one of us, if you're going to classify them that way, it doesn't matter. None of us can qualify to become worthy of these things. God didn't give it to us because we're worthy. He gave it to us because it gives him great pleasure to give freely.
And in that parable, everyone got the same, regardless of when they showed up. So we just need to show up and we need to believe. Yeah. Whether it's, I know she talked about, we're going back to this podcast because it's fresh in our minds, but just talked about just show up. Like, it doesn't matter if it's, I mean, we want to show up earlier because it gives us, oh my gosh, so much more peace in our lives and so much more the love of Jesus Christ in our hearts and the Holy Spirit. But just show up.
Yeah.
I mean, even there's, it's not too late ever to show up and to believe in Jesus Christ, whether it's 5 minutes before the end of your life or, you know, now, wherever you're at.
50 years,
Yeah. Just show up and believe in him and believe that he gave his life for your salvation.
That's right. And that really goes back to a lot of what we've talked about throughout this journey is, it, you know, the salvation that we receive is when we believe and when we commit our lives to the Lord begins at that moment. It's not just in a lot of times in the religious societies in this country and in this Western society, they present salvation in that way that, yes, you get forgiven for all your past sins, and yes, you, and when you die, you get to go to be with Jesus in heaven for eternity. But they leave this huge blank spot, and often they fill it with, now you have to perform and you have to do. But what the Bible is so clear on that they miss is that the moment that you believe, you are changed. Mm. You become a new creature.
Get the Holy Spirit.
You get the Holy Spirit. Your eternal life with Jesus begins at that moment.
I got the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes, we do. And so life becomes drastically different. It's not about fire insurance just to keep you out of hell when you die.
Yeah.
The life that we have been given, the potential is so huge. All of us are living so far under what the potential of this new creation that he's made us into is capable of.
Yeah. And with the enemy sitting there waiting, we're always tempted.
Oh, well, and he's trying his hardest
so hard.
To keep us under the thumb and not allow us to really learn and know who we are. Because once we do, we're dangerous.
Sure. Well, even in doing this, you know, the Holy Spirit's like, you guys should do a podcast. And we're like, okay. So we jumped in and here we are. And even in that, we're like, well, what if, or maybe it's more me, but what if no one's listening, or what if it's not? And but then, you know, God's like, okay, I'm gonna have to show you the people that are affected by this or getting value or hearing my word through you. You're my vessel that I'm pouring this through. The podcast is that medium that it's happening. And then he just shows us, and I'm like, even if it was just one person.
Or that's two, amazing. Or three.
I know. And it's been, but it's, each time it's more and more and more. But the enemy is whispering in my ear, darn it. And I'm just like, bug off. Get off of my shoulder.
Yeah. How come a million people aren't listening?
I know. I start to do that. And you said something earlier that was impactful, that God is going to bring the right people, but God is going to move us along in this journey, these steps that he has for us in the time frame that he has for us. So
that's right.
Patience, darn it, that darn patience.
But that is a fruit of the Spirit, and you have the Spirit. Allow the Spirit to produce that fruit.
Yes. So whatever it is, my friends, that you're doing, whatever it is that God's placed in your heart, do not let the enemy stop you from that. If it is a God thing. If God's planted the seed, God will make it happen. God will grow the fruit.
That's right. It's his responsibility to grow the fruit.
Yes.
All you have to do is plant the seed.
Yeah. Or if God has planted that seed in your heart, it's going to flourish regardless. Because, you know, God has, here you go. This is what you're going to do. You're like, how am I going to make it happen?
His word always accomplishes what he sent it for.
Yeah.
And we just have to make sure that we're along for the ride.
Yeah. So,
anyway, let's tie this back in, because I think it would be a good exercise if you read this scripture as if it was coming from you. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Mm. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. And remember that you're talking about you, as if this is first person. You're saying this to yourself. Do it in the mirror and speak this to yourself. Remember, he has clothed you with his righteousness and the garments of salvation, the sozo, the complete and utter salvation from anything that could ever go wrong in your life.
Mm.
Spirit, soul, and body.
And complete healing. So we got shalom there too.
Complete healing, complete forgiveness, complete prosperity, complete deliverance. Whatever it is in every realm of your existence, spirit, soul, and body, you have been given the moment that you believe.
Mm.
Shalom and sozo.
Mm. Good, good, good.
So on that note, my love, how about you pray us out?
I'd be glad to. Dear Lord, we come to you today with just so much gratitude for everything that you've done for us. That garment of salvation that you've clothed us with, you've draped over us. That righteousness, letting us be right standing with you, all because of your Son, your precious Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, for our salvation, so that we had a way to come directly to you, to be in conversation with you, for you to love on us big, for you to accept us as we are, right where we're at, for you to, for us to just be in unison with you, in one, absolute in one, like the bride and the groom, how they come together at that moment. They are one. That is what we are with Jesus, and we're so thankful for that. We just rejoice, which is so, God, it's the best gift. It's the best gift ever. And all of those sins, all of that sin that we received from Adam, that we've been bearing that weight for so long. And in that one moment when Jesus cried out, it is finished. All that is washed away, and we are one with him. And we thank you for that. We thank you for all the gifts that you've given us to be joint heirs with Jesus. And to just be in relationship with you. It's all you're asking, and wow, what a great weight this lifted. To be able to come to you in conversation, to be able to come to you when we have troubles, be able to come to you when we can celebrate with you when things are going great, come to you when we need your wisdom, we need direction. We can do that now, all because of Jesus Christ. We don't have to have someone coming between us. We can come directly with you, to you, all times of the day, no matter what we're doing. Just like Nehemiah did, we can just stop and pray and have conversation with you. For that, we're thankful. For that, we're grateful. for that we find our peace. And it's in your Son's precious name that we pray. And all God's people said,
amen. Amen. And amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen.
God is so good.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about we leave them, bless them with some perfect peace.
Shalom,
shalom.
We love you, and we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.